have here a Gemara in Megillah, very famous Gemara. I assume most of you saw already. The Gemara says that it said at the end of the Megillah that Mordechai was rotsui the roiv ofer. Look at the second line. The Gemara says the roiv ofer below the ko ofer. They make a diyuk. Rov means the majority of his brothers liked Mordechai, but some didn't. Melame shepir shemeno mikna Sanhedrin. Some of the Sanhedrin apparently separated themselves from Mordechai. And then the Gemara explains why. Amar Rav Yosef, Godol Talmud Torah, Yosef me'asawa sefasha. Talmud Torah is greater than saving lives. Because if you look in the Pesukim, it says that when first the Torah, the Navi, this Mordechai, he is counted, there are four names before him, which means that he was on the level number five. And the next time, when in this sim, there are five names before him, which means apparently that Mordechai went down in his level. Why did he go down in his level? Because he stopped learning to some extent, he got involved with Atzalos Nefashos. It's not clear whether we're talking about the Atzalos Nefashos with Haman, or it could be the Atzalos Nefashos after Haman that Mordechai took the reign of the kingdom. But either way, Mordechai apparently stopped to some extent learning. He obviously continued learning, but he learned less. Because he was busy doing Hatzalah Shabbashit, and because of that, the Torah tells us his level went down, he counted one number less, and the Mixas of Sanhedrin separated themselves from Mordechai. This is a Gemara, an amazing Gemara, that Mordechai saved not just one person, but hundreds and thousands of people. And yet, we still say that his level went down because he wasn't learning as much as he used to learn. Because Gadol Talmud Torah from Atzalos Nefashos. There are many different pshatim in this Gemara, but the normal pshat goes with this Taz. The Taz is an early offering. The Taz brings a halacha that if a person can only do one thing, either learn, or do Atzalos Nefashos. So you're obligated to save Nefashos. Case here in the Shulchan Aruch, if you only have limited money for tzedakah, you can either use the money to give to save someone's life, or you can give the money to help people learn. You're supposed to give the money to save people's lives. So the Taz brings the Marshal that asks this question, that this halacha seems in contradiction to the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says that Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah than saving a life. And yet here we have that if you have a choice, you can only do one, we prefer you to do Atzalos Nefashos over saving a life. So basically, the Taz says, that there's no contradiction, that they're both true. There is a question of what you're obligated to do and what you get more reward. And the two things do not necessarily contingent. He says, if you have a choice, you see someone dying, you're in the middle of learning, and someone is dying, you're mechuyev to close the Gemara and to go out and save his life. Just like everything else, on Shabbos, you're mechuyev to mechadel Shabbos, to save someone's life. So obviously, no matter what you're doing, the obligation is you have to stop and get involved in saving life. And even if it means you can't learn, you have to stop learning and save life. However, as far as chusin, meaning lacher meyer ve'esrim, who's going to get higher level of chus, who's on the higher madrega, the person who went ahead and theoretically who learned, in other words, you have two individuals, One individual was sitting and learning, and he was learning for 10 hours, and then he saw someone dying, so he closed the Gemara and he saved the life. He spent an hour saving the life. The other person was in a different place, so he didn't see anyone learning, so he learned straight 11 hours. Now, comfortably, they both come up to the Olam HaEmes. So the Taz seems to say that the schus of the person who learned for 11 hours is greater than the schus of the person who learned for 10 hours and saved a life. That is the Taz's answer. It's an amazing Taz. That's how the Chofetz Chaim learned also, that the schus of Talmud Torah is such an amazing source that if a person, two people, one person had the opportunity to learn without any distraction, there was no lives to be saved. The other person saw someone life to be saved. So the person who learned longer gets the greatest source. Now, So the Taz is saying, you're obligated to get involved in saving lives if the opportunity arises. But as far as chusin, the person who learns Torah gets the greatest chus. That's the Taz. Why is it true? Because, Talmud Torah, we don't appreciate the amazing scar of Talmud Torah. The Gemara already says Talmud Torah Kineged Kula. Included in that Kineged Kula is also the mitzvah saving a life. So therefore, the person who learns 10 hours and saves a life, so he has 10 hours of learning plus a mitzvah saving a life. The person who learns 11 hours, he has an extra hour of Talmud Torah Kineged Kula. Therefore, his plus in Olam Haba will be greater. Okay. So now, says the Taz, we understand the Gemara in Megillah. Mordecai originally was learning straight 11, 12 hours, whatever a day. Then the Sanhedrin respected him. He was on a tremendously high level. When this episode with Haman came about, Mordecai was obligated, because that's the halacha. When you're in a situation of pikuach nefesh, then you're obligated to stop learning in order to be involved in pikuach nefesh. But the ma'isa, since now he learns one less hour to whatever the amount of time is, so his level went down, and therefore he's counted a lower number, and some of the Sanhedrin were poreg from it. That's the Gemara with the Taz. It's the Chassam Sofer adds, it's an explanation. He says that we think, why is it fair that because Mordecai did what he was supposed to do, he should lose? So he explains that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and it's Megalgan and Skusai de Zakai, just like sometimes a person says, I would want to do a mitzvah, and I got sick. I didn't have the opportunity to do a mitzvah. That's because there's a Hashem takes the field, person has a, you have to have a privilege to do a mitzvah. You have to have a schus. So Mordecai did not have the schus to learn 24 hours 7. Because whatever cheshbon, maybe he did something else, whatever reason, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from him, obviously he's still a super tzaddik, but Hashem took away from him the schus to be able to learn 24-7, and instead made that he would have slightly less schusim, because he would be involved part of the time with Atzalas Nefash. That's the Gemara with the Taz. The problem I had with this Gemara is as follows. If this Gemara makes sense, if you're saying, if you're contrasting the schus of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah versus the mitzvah of Atamot Adam Re'echa, mitzvah to save someone's life. So the Gemara is saying that Talmud Torah is greater than the mitzvah of Talmud Adam Re'echa, which makes sense. Talmud Adam Re'echa, the mitzvah of saving a life, is one of the Taryag mitzvahs. And it says, Talmud Torah, can I get Kula? But we have a principle that we know about it. Muslims say, many people say, that when a person does something, when a person is judged, he's not just judged for what he accomplishes, but he's judged directly, but he's judged for everything that he brings about. And that the Shachayim here, in number 3, says that the Pharaoh, the eighth Amud Adam, the Mishra, the Kala Mishra, Shemo, when a person is judged, Lo Yaduno es Amaisa, the Bab, the Kvishi, he won't just be judged on what he did alone, Afyacho, Ko Masha Goram, the Siva, the Maisa. You're going to take in consideration all the ramifications. So now, that Lechayra Shemi, that Mordecai, when Mordecai saved the life, so if he saved the life, and then he say, and then the person, you know, didn't do any mitzvahs after he saved his life, person dropped dead, the person was a non-frum person, whatever. So then Mordecai, then I understand, Mordecai got a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of saving a life, even if the person won't do any mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to save a person's life. So if Mordecai saved a person who will not do any mitzvahs, so then when Mordecai saved his life, he got a mitzvah of Atzalat Nefashim, and the Tzad says the mitzvah of learning Torah would have been greater. But Mordecai saved the lives of all Klal Yisrael. All Klal Yisrael are learning Torah. They're learning Torah at the time of Mordecai, and they're learning Torah after every, continuously, every generation. Now, according to this logic, that means that Mordecai should get a chelek. Let's say he gets 10%, 5%, whatever, I don't know the exact number. But he gets a certain percentage in all the mitzvahs that all Klal Yisrael do. So then, mathematically, of course Mordecai should be way ahead of the game. Because he gave up an hour of Talmud Torah, but he gets 5% in hundreds and thousands of hours of Talmud Torah. So, mathematically, you have to end up always, even no matter how small the percentage it is. You get 1%, 0.5%, 0.25%. But when you're going, you're counting over tens and thousands of people, and tens of thousands of days, years, so then, of course, it should still add up, and the totality should be greater. So how can the Gemara say that Gadol Talmud Torah Yotzei Me'Atzalat Nefashis? Granted, in a vacuum, if you only looked at the mitzvah of Talmud Torah versus the mitzvah of a Shmarta of Osamah Adam Re'efa, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is greater, but when you save someone's life, it brings about on a chain indirectly also mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. So Mordecai had his 10 hours of learning, plus a mitzvah of Al-Samad Adam Re'echa, plus all the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah, and all the other mitzvahs. Mordecai should still be greater. That was the question I had on this Taz or the Gemara. So when, a number of years ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael, and he asked this question to one of the Gedolei Hador. His name was Rabbi Yosef Kohnzatzal. He was the grandson of Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank. He took over his position, one of the Abbes in Yerushalayim. And we asked him this question. So he said the following answer. He said that, you're right, Mordecai did not lose. Mordecai was really, personally, on a higher level, got more tzusim after he did what he did in saving Klal Yisrael than before. Because your mathematical cheshbon is correct. But now that Mordecai saved Klal Yisrael, he got a portion in all the mitzvahs of learning of all Klal Yisrael. What does the Gemara mean, Gadol Talmud Torah Yotzei Me'Atzalat Nefashis? It means in a vacuum. It means lo yutzur, theoretically. What would be if you save someone's life who's not going to do so many mitzvahs? What will be if you save someone's life and then the person drops dead 5 minutes later? What if you save someone's life who's not religious? So, if you just compare the mitzvah of Talmud Torah versus the mitzvah of Talmud of Tamriyatha, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is greater. In Mordechai's case, Mordechai came out ahead of the game, because Mordechai didn't just do Talmud Adam Re'echa, he also did Talmud Torah, because he brought about a tremendous amount of Talmud Torah. But in a normal situation, in a different situation, where perhaps he didn't bring about Talmud Torah, so then, and only then, is where the Chazal is saying, Gadol Talmud Torah Yotzei Me'Atzalas Nefesh. That's what he answers. Of course, it doesn't, the Gemara then seems somewhat difficult, so why did Mordechai go down? Why did the Sanhedrin separate themselves from him? So apparently he was saying that the Sanhedrin wanted, they were focusing on his intrinsic spiritual level, not his chusim. Chusim is in Shemayim. So in Shemayim, Mordechai is going to get more scar because of all the indirect mitzvahs that he did. But intrinsically, he's on a somewhat of a lower level. If Thomas, the mitzvah of Shaman Adam Re'echa would be a greater mitzvah, so then, intrinsically, he's on a higher level. So then we wouldn't make him, they wouldn't have been poreh from him. They wouldn't have separated from him. But since he himself did less mitzvah, he's only getting scarred because of he's getting a portion in everybody else's mitzvah, so then intrinsically he himself is a lower person. So granted, when it comes to Olam Haba, he's gonna get more scarred, but the Sanhedrin did not want to associate with a person who intrinsically is on a lower level. Okay. Anyway, that's what this Rav Cohn's assault said. The problem they have is that in looking around, if you turn on the sheet, we'll have to come back. But I skipped some on the kindness, of course, but maybe we'll come back. But if you look at the Torah's Abayah, it's number 6. Torah Zabayis is a Musa Sefer written by the Chafetz Chaim. He has a long piece on this Gemara. I just cut out a few lines. He says that perhaps other places may be even clearer. He's trying to find a nugget where he spells it out. He says it follows. Let's read number 6. The Av Tinyan Bikuach Nefesh. The same thing is true by Bikuach Nefesh. If one person has the opportunity to save life, with a shame of his daming set, and the other person didn't have that opportunity, rak osik lo b'tayr, he just sat and learned. It's the two people. One person has the opportunity, he's learning, and then he hears someone screaming help, so he quickly closes the Gemara like he's supposed to, and he runs and saves the person, and the other person just learns. The Yisro Osanu Mi Hifil Yoser, who accomplished more, Rechayroi Akol Meshivim, everyone would say, Ki Amatzil Nefasho Tigdol Asa. The person who saved the life did more. Avol Chazal Gidolanu, the Chazal taught us, Shahat Shigodol Mitznosa Shopikuach Nefesh Mo'i, even though granted the mitzvah of saving a life is a tremendous mitzvah, but the person who the opportunity to save a life didn't come to him, and therefore he was racked also at the Torah of Elisa's man, in that part he learned Torah, lo no koimeno, he's no less, the adarabah who he killed also, he did greater, shigotel tamat Torah me'atolah sefash. So it sounded to me from here, and the truth is, it's really, you have to see the whole piece, there are other parts of it, they were perhaps even clearer. But it sounds like, you know, that from this piece, that he's not agreeing with what I quoted from Rav Cohn. In other words, Rav Cohn said that in theory, in the Maisa, when you have two people, one person stopped learning to save a life, and one person went ahead and sat and learned because there was no opportunity to save a life, so Rav Kondza Tzal said that the person who saves a life did more, gets more, because he has all the learning of the person that he saved. He has a chedek in all the mitzvahs of the person that he saved. It's just theoretically, the Gemara is talking in theory, Lu Yitzur, and a boy called Briska Lu Yitzur, Lu Yitzur, you could separate the mitzvah of saving a life without the ramifications, so the person who learns Torah would be greater. But practically speaking, at least in a normal majority situation, where the person that you save the life also is going to do many mitzvahs, and therefore indirectly you get a chedek in all his mitzvahs, so then practically speaking, the person who saves the life is greater. But the Chafetz Chaim is talking the Maisa, and the Chafetz Chaim says the Maisa, if you have two people, the person who learns Torah is greater. So the Chafetz Chaim is mashma, and also other parts in the piece is maybe more mashma, but he's mashma not like this answer that this Rav Kohn gave. Chafetz Chaim is mashma that even in theory, the person who saves a life, even in practice, the person who saves a life, who learns, is greater. Okay, so just to repeat over the question, and maybe to read, go back to some of these mechanics that we skipped, because it helps crystallize the question. The Gemara says, according to the Taz, and the way the Chafetz Chaim is reading the Taz, that if you have two people, one person was sitting and learning and he did not see someone die, and therefore he sat and learned undisturbed. The other person saw someone die, and therefore he was obligated to stop learning and he saved a life. The person who learned more has more scar. He gets more exclusive. So it's kind of clearly before it's all up scar. He ends up ahead. Question that we have is, why should this be true? Because why don't we say that the person, when you save a life, you get a part of all his mitzvahs? Now, it's interesting to make the question a little clearer. Where do we see, besides, he said, the Nefesh HaChayim, this concept that when you bring about something, you get a chedek in everything you bring about? So, we find it in this Siddur Agrah and in this Chovos Levavos. We'll try and say them over quickly. We have in the davening of Rosh Hashanah, we say that Hashem has this Zichronus, and we say that Kol Yitzurei Keder. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging all Yitzurei, all creation of Keder, from the beginning of time. So the question that the Siddur Agrah bothers, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu every year have to rejudge other Marishan? Other Marishan already has been dead, or everybody, for a few thousand years. He was judged already, finished. Why do you have to rejudge it? So he says, this, he asks this question, also the Gemara says that in Rosh Hashanah Hashem opens the Sifrei Mason. Why do you have to open the Sifrei Mason? Finish. You judge them, close the book. So he says, the second line, V'omrinu inyinu kimatzinu bro mizaka abba. A child can give a chus to his father. Can you go a chayim misakin amesa? The people who are alive can help the dead people. Nimsa. Kishazonikar maise olam of a sarif lios kida amesa. Mi yana madrega akamadrega is going to go up to Kanahapa. Which means an amazing thing. There was someone lived 2,000 years ago. His name was David Ben Shlomo. Never met. And so, probably 2,000 years ago, the dove had been swallowed. We totally forgotten about it. We don't know anything about it. But he had children. His children had children. And maybe had Talmid and children, whatever. And the effects of this person's life has an effect today. Because based on what he taught his children, so their children taught other children, whatever, there's a snowball effect. So he says, every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejudges that person, because every year, his mitzvahs either go up or down, depending on what he did. If the snowball effect of his actions are good, his mitzvahs go up. He gets a higher place in Gan Eden. If the snowball effects go Averus, he did Averus, he went ahead and set a chain reaction of Averus in the world, then he goes down to Gehenna. The Kodesh Levavos, which is number 5, takes this further. He really spells out the point that we're making. And just to read the first line, V'loy l'cho achi l'das, my brother, you should know. Ki z'chus ha'maymen, the z'chus of a person who believes in Hashem. Afilo im yeh magia el atachis ha'rachoyka b'tikun nafsha l'okim yisparah. Even if he reached the highest level of shleimus, either way a car of the neviyah, he's almost like a navi, imidosa ma'toyba, he's like a navi. Ena, he doesn't equal kizkuyas mishemoyrat le'adim aderach ha'tayva. He's not equal to someone who teaches other people the right way. Why? The person who teaches other people, his chusim are double. So what is he saying here? He said you have two people. You have one person who sat in a corner and he learned the Torah and mitzvahs his whole life. He never wasted a second. He reached the highest level humanly possible. You have another person who wasted a little time. Whatever, he didn't reach to that highest level of shleimus. But he was involved in helping other people, in ruchnius. So he says, the second person is on a much higher level of susa. Why? Because the second person has a portion in all the people he taught. So let's say the person had in his lifetime 1,000 students, and his 1,000 students, they have 10,000 students among them, and they have, etc., then the next generation, 100,000, etc. So he gets a chenek, a portion, in all those mitzvahs, says there, b'chol ha'yomim, b'chol ha'zmanim, to eternity. Therefore, he ends up greater. So he, the chayvus avodas, is really exactly what we're asking by Mordecai, what should be. There's a chayvus avodas says, you have two individuals. One individual is the perfection, but he only affected himself. The other individual is not as perfect, but he perfected others. Says the chayvus avodas, the person who perfected others is better, because he gets a portion in everybody's mitzvah. So that should have happened by Mordecai. Granted, Mordecai did not reach the level of perfection himself, because Mordecai had to stop learning, so he couldn't reach the level of perfection. Perhaps other people of the Sanhedrin who didn't stop learning reached the level of perfection. But Mordecai should have obtained a portion in everyone's mitzvah. So, following the logic of the Chavis of others, Mordecai should be greater. Yet, the way at least the Chavis Chaim seems to read the Taz, Mordecai was not greater. Say this, Rabbi Yosef Gaon says, yes, he was, but the Chavis Chaim seems to say he was. So, what I let you say, I think it's not such a simple answer, It is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. A Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Bro Mizaka Abba. Very well-known concept. That a child can go ahead and bring chusim to his parents. The question is, why is that true? How can a person, the father, the parent, what is the logic? Where does it come about that the child can bring a chus to the parent? Why should a child, why should the father get a more got aided because his son didn't miss it? Person doesn't seem, where is the yashrus? You get rewarded for what you do. Why should the father get rewarded for what the son does? So the Marsha says, sorry for the small print, Abba, he says, what is the reason? So skipping the part that's underlined, that's the Tzibah Maskil. Number 7, the feet, Shedarek Saf Rishon, the way of Saf Rishon, She'ein Reitzim She'binayat Gemaisa, if they don't want their kids to be like them, Eretz Yisadikim, Timgein Bro Mizaka Abba, and even though the father is a Rasha, the son is Mizakim, She'ovid Abi Sherashu, the father gave mutter to the son. Okay. So the Marsha says that the reason why the father, the son mitzvahs affect the father, is because the father caused the son's mitzvahs. The father went ahead and he gave the son mutter. The father himself is a Rasha. So he says that, or sometimes it happens that even a person who's a Rasha, he's only a Rasha because he has a Yetzirah, a Taiva, but intellectually he realizes it's wrong, and therefore he gave Musa to his son. So now, when the son goes ahead and does mitzvahs, the father gets a portion of those mitzvahs because he brought it about, because he gave his son Musa. And a number of other people say like this, Marsha, Sefer Hasidim says it, a number of people. Question is, why did the Marsha have to say that the Raw Mizaka Abba works because the father taught the son, and then he has a kasha, but what about when the father is a Rasha? So he says that even when the father is a Rasha, the Rasha father teaches his son, why didn't he say simply, from Isaka Abba, because the father gave birth to the son. If not for the father, the son wouldn't be born. Can't have, the son would never come about in existence if the father didn't decide to have a child. So that should be from Isaka Abba, because the father was the cause of the son's existence. So what it seems from the Marsha is that even though we have a rule that a person gets credit for things that you bring about, but there has to be, it has to be a certain more of a direct connection. The fact that I had a child, and my child happens to do something, but I didn't necessarily want my child to do that. It just, you know, just it happens. So there's no concept that I get reward for that. That's nothing to do with me. I just did, it's like saying, you know, that we were discussing it, you know, with the Wednesday Shmooze, that Haman's gonna get scarred because he brought about that Bnei Yisrael should do tshuva, and therefore he's gonna claim scarred. Haman's a Rasha. Well, there is, someone says that on some level, some doctors, but basically, Haman can't say, I get scarred because I brought it about. So the fact that a person had a child and he had nothing, and it just coincided, nothing to do with him, the child decided to go ahead and do mitzvahs. So why should the father get a schus in that? Therefore, it says the Marsha, the father only gets a schus if the father taught the child. Doesn't mean he had to teach him to do mitzvahs, but he taught him good midos. He taught him to be sincere. He taught him to be whatever. He taught him the proper midas which caused. Now, if you see a son became a Baal Tshuva, we can say that he became a Baal Tshuva because the father taught him the proper attitudes in life, and therefore it's from his Aga Abba. But if the father had no direct input, then the son does not go ahead and give the schlusim to the father.
If you read the Minhag HaMaor, which obviously you don't have time, the Minhag HaMaor seems to say not like that. The Minhag HaMaor brings a story from a Medrash of an Elio of Rabbi Akiva who met a person in a Pesach forest in a cemetery who was working tremendously hard, and the person told him that this is fine. He was dying, and this is his punishment. He's given this terrible punishment to work as slave labor because of his aveiros. And Rabbi Akiva asked him, "Did you have any way that you can be saved from this terrible labor?" And he said, "I heard that if I had a son who would say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach, it would save me. But I don't have any sons. When I died, my wife was pregnant. I have no idea if she even ever gave birth." And Rabbi Akiva went looking for the son. He felt bad for this person, and he found that the son was some Russian Marusha. He never got a bris milah. No one ever cared for him. The mother was a Russia. The father was a Russia. So Rabbi Akiva took the son and he raised him and he taught him Torah. And eventually the son went to daven to the shul and he said Baruch Hu. And this person came to Rabbi Akiva and he said that you went ahead and saved me. The Gemara says this is an example of Bra Mizaka Abba, basically. So what here, in this case, the father had no input. The father was a super Russia, the way the Medrash explained. He had beer with an Ashes Ish on Yom Kippur, whatever. He didn't even need his son. His son was born before he was born. He didn't teach the son anything. And yet the Medrash, the Maris Amor says that the father gets a schus in the son's mitzvah. So we have a very interesting, seems to be a machleket, if the father had a child, but he didn't teach the child, does the father get a chedek in the son's mitzvah? Do we say, because since indirectly I brought about your mitzvah, because if I didn't conceive you, then you wouldn't have been born, then you wouldn't have been able to do those mitzvahs, therefore I get credit, or no? Since you didn't teach me, you don't get credit. Logically, the same exact machlokes would automatically go if someone saves someone else's life. It's a kal vachomer. A father is the ultimate saving of life. Without the father, the life would be here. So, according to the Marsha, who says that a father doesn't get a chedek in the mitzvah that the son did, unless he taught the person, the son. So then also when someone saves someone's life, you do not get a chedek in the mitzvah that he did, unless you taught him. But just because you saved his life, you're no better than the father that also gave him his life, and yet you don't get a chedek in his mitzvah. According to the Melchizedek HaMaor that says a father does get a chedek in his mitzvah, so then it's very logical to assume, probably, can't say for sure, that likewise if you save the person's life, you get a chedek in the mitzvah. So now it comes out very good. When Mordechai went ahead and saved Klal Yisrael's life, so did Mordechai get a chedek in all Klal Yisrael's learning would be dependent on this machlokes between the Marsha and the Minhag HaMaor. It's then in that by this father's case where you're teaching someone, so then you get a chedek in all their mitzvahs for eternity. In the Siddur Agra, when he says that we go ahead and we have to redone all the people from Yitzurei Kadem, that could be because of things that they taught. And it taught good or taught bad. But just because someone saves a life or brought about a life, so then it's debatable if you get a chedek in their mitzvah. So if you say that they get a chedek in their mitzvah, so then you have to say, like Rav Kol, that Mordechai really ended up ahead of the game because he got a portion in all the mitzvahs of Torah to all the Davis. And you have to say, like he said, that the Gemara is just talking theoretically in a vacuum. That Godel Damatira Yeshem and Asawas and Pashas in a vacuum, in a Luyas or a case where you don't have the person's into any mitzvahs. But if you learn like the Marsha, then you would come out that even in a regular case, in an actual case, when you save someone's life, still the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is greater, because just because you save someone's life, you do not get a portion in his mitzvah. Therefore, according to the Marsha, the Chafetz Chaim comes out very good. In other words, by Mordechai, Mordechai would have, had not this interruption came, he would have learned an extra hour, a few extra hours. Because of this interruption, he stopped learning. He was involved in Atzilas Nefashos. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is greater than the mitzvah of Atzilas Nefashos. Mordechai doesn't get a portion in all Klal Yisrael's learning because he didn't teach them to learn. That wasn't part of what he did. He just was involved in saving their lives. Whatever he taught, he taught. But that's not from in this mitzvah of getting involved when he became Achashverosh's prime minister, whatever, to save lives. There was no teaching involved there. Therefore, he doesn't get a portion in their mitzvahs. So then, even the Maisa, we could say that Mordechai, in actuality, went down a level, because it had the other members of the Sanhedrin that were sitting and learning were on a greater level. So what would sort of come out, what comes out, I hope, is that the Machloikas between the Rav Kohn and the Chafetz Chaim would be dependent on this Machloikas between the Marsha and the Menoras Amor, whether you get a chedek, parent gets a chedek in the mitzvahs of the son, even in a situation where he didn't go ahead and teach them and bring it about.